He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break the news that Chris Jones is back with the Chiefs.
I'll get on that, coach.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Nate Taylor from The Athletic.
Nate Taylor joins us here on Fesco and Dusty, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. Nate, you ever told your boss at The Athletic, but my fingers hurt and I don't feel like writing?
I mean, when you introduce me like that, I mean, wow.
So it's yes, huh?
I have not tapped my head before. Now, there's been plenty of days, ladies and gentlemen, where I'm not at my writing best, but I'm professional enough to grind through it, you know. So, no, I have not told the New York Times, I've not told the mothership of The Athletic that, no, I do not want to work today, as much as I would love to.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
I don't know how you know, obviously you had a game to cover that Sunday afternoon as well, but like that's in that noon stretch, right? Like that's in that time period where everybody's watching the TVs in the press box waiting for, like, you ever seen anything like that? Like a head tap, like instead of just being like, let's just run the ball this play. I just didn't understand that move.
Yeah. So, you know, just for people to understand, there are times where the quarterback says, hey, give me a snap, or let me rethink something, or hey, give me the option to check to a run if I don't feel great, right? Normally that happens when like you get tackled or like your head, you know, bounces off the turf, and maybe that, you know, and this predates what is going on now with like the you know, the impartial neurologist kind of up in the booth sort of, you know, initiating, hey, the ref should check you out, maybe you should go by the blue tent, maybe you should go talk to the independent neurologist on the field. So that has happened before. What's new, and yes, I was in Las Vegas. We were watching the games. Anthony Richardson is extremely talented, but somebody had to have told him, hey, man, if you tapped your head because of, like, you know, your ankle or your knee, no one would have, like, you know, batted an eye or really second-guessed it. Mm-hmm. You just – as much as I love honesty, I agree with most players who said, hey, man, you can't say it was because you're tired out there, man. It's just anything else. Like, hey, maybe I tweaked my hamstring and I just wanted to get it double checked. Like, say something.
Right.
That's a little bit more, you know, I guess a little bit more coy than saying the thing that's most taboo out loud. So, no, since I've been covering the league, I've never seen that. But I do think it does acknowledge that, like, hey, Anthony Richardson probably has some maturity issues when it comes to being a starting quarterback, considering how difficult the job already is. You cannot play the sport at the highest level at that most demanding position and not be as mature as the job, you know, sort of requires as a prerequisite. So I think that's the bigger issue than even some of the reads or the bad decisions he makes in terms of where he's throwing the football. He has to be mature, which, again, I just want to remind everybody, Patrick Mahomes did not play throughout his entire rookie season until obviously week 17 when they had, you know, they had already locked in their playoff spot.
Right.
But the maturity there for Patrick Mahomes was a lot easier of a transition than it is for Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, a lot of these, you know, young quarterbacks who are basically thrown out there way too fast, way too early.
Nate, I think, you know, as we approach Monday night, obviously it's a big game, but Tuesday is an even bigger day, the trade deadline in the NFL, and fans love the gossip. They love the conversation of who they can get, what they can get. What is your best guess at what the Chiefs do between now and, what, 3 o'clock on Tuesday, whenever that trade deadline is?
Yeah, it is 3 o'clock on Tuesday. You know, by the way, go out and vote before 3 o'clock on Tuesday, guys. Yeah, I get the sense that it'll either be a receiver or a cornerback. You know, you want to create more margin of error. I think that's where the team is now. They're not in such a desperate need after, you know, acquiring DeAndre Hopkins and him playing, you know, pretty well for the first time in the offense against the Raiders. But I do get the sense that, like, hey, if you want to create more margin of error with, like, one more receiver or one more cornerback, that probably seems to be the most logical avenue for the Chiefs. And, you know, the closer you get to that deadline, maybe you can get that player for a pick swap of 6th rounders or, you know, a pick swap of 7th rounders and, you know, maybe some movability in 2025 or 2026. But I don't think there's going to be a major move, but they can obviously add another player if they feel like it's necessary or if an injury happens in Monday night's game. You also have to remind yourself, too, like,
right.
The deadline is also there to help you in case you do have an injury that you obviously could not have foreseen, you know, in September or in training camp.
So do you, you said cornerback or wide receiver. You don't think left tackle becomes a need after what we've seen from Wanye maybe not being completely ready to be the guy at that position the entire year?
I don't. I think, you know, what we saw, you know, what Minnesota did was born out of necessity and desperation, right? You know, it's unfortunate that their great left tackle, honestly, you know, had his season sort of end on Thursday Night Football against the Rams. So, you know, they were willing to make a trade that normally most teams don't make. I mean, the optimal left tackle being moved at the deadline, I think it's very low. And the Chiefs still have two options, whether you think they're great or not. Wanye Morris is the more experienced player, so he's playing right now. Again, I still think Kingsley Suamataia probably has the higher ceiling. But again, you know, why would you throw a player out there too early, too soon? You know, the Chiefs at least, you know, admitted their issue with that, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, when you're trying to protect the greatest player in franchise history. But we also have to remind ourselves, too, that Mahomes is still playing at an elite level. The left tackle spot could be better, but he mitigates how bad it could be. I just want to remind people that, like, you think it's bad if Patrick Mahomes covers up a lot that could make it worse with his legs, his you know, his improvisation, his escapability in the pocket, the ability to extend plays. I'd be surprised. That'd be the one thing, fellas, where, like, if they made a trade for a veteran left tackle, I'd be pretty surprised. Just because you've kind of already made the investment, and it's not like you have it's not like you're giving up a 3rd round pick for a left tackle. I just think that would be uncharacteristic for Brett Veach and Andy Reid.
Talking to Nate Taylor of The Athletic and a dear friend of the show here. Nate, we had a topic yesterday of, we had one word to describe this Chiefs team through 8 weeks. What is the one word Nate Taylor describes this team as?
Ooh, I like this.
Thank you.
Reliable. I didn't want to say anything like sexy, like alluring or, you know, majestic. You know, I didn't want to say anything like, you know, a name of a young lady in a certain industry. But they are reliable. You know, the defense is what I mostly attribute that to. Because you can put them in not great situations and they usually make the best out of it. I think Patrick Mahomes is reliable regardless of who's around him. I think that's sort of the evolution that we're really starting to come to grip with. You know, it's like, hey, it'd be great if he had, like, you know, awesome weapons or healthy, you know, skill position players. It really doesn't matter. He's reliable enough. Like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is willing to be traded in the middle of the season because Patrick Mahomes is that reliable that he can make it work. He can make it viable. So again, not sexy, but like, hey, if the game's on the line and Harrison Butker has to make a field goal, guess what? You're going to rely on him.
Yeah.
He's reliable. He's always been very consistent in those situations. If it's a game between, you know, an up and coming head coach or a future Hall of Fame head coach, the more reliable option is usually Andy Reid. So that's the word that immediately came to me, fellas, when you asked that question. But I do think that's okay. It's okay to be reliable,
yeah,
because more times than not, you're going to be the team that's winning.
Yeah, I use the word smart for the Chiefs. What did you use, Dusty?
Efficient.
Efficient. And Mac, what did you have for the Chiefs?
Prevailing.
So I think we're all kind of in that same, you know, realm there. And when you know, kind of lump all those words in together, you have a 7-0 football team that should be 8-0 after Monday night. And with a showdown at Buffalo coming up in a couple of weeks, would a win against Buffalo be the one that finally has people like Ryan Clark to stop saying that Lamar Jackson is the best player on earth?
It would help, sure. I don't think it's necessary. I just want to remind people, like, beating the Chiefs in October or November is not the same as beating them in January.
No.
So, we've gone through this before, and I'm okay with kind of admitting to myself that, like, hey, they lost to the Bills last year because of Kadarius Toney. Okay,
right.
He's not on the roster anymore. Hey, in 2022, they lost to the Bills in October because, you know, Patrick threw a late game interception and Von Miller like kind of went off, right? And that was his their big free agency move. It really hasn't worked out really since that day. But hey, you know, Von Miller had a great game in October 2022. That is not the same as beating the Chiefs in a gotta have it game in January. So yes, I disagree with Ryan Clark.
yep.
I think the two best players in the league right now. And you can say this is more of a preference thing. I don't even think you have to necessarily like compare the two because they are in such unique circumstances. Again, they, like Patrick Mahomes is playing with guys he's playing more often with guys who were not on the roster in training camp than guys who were on the roster in training camp, which is crazy.
Wow, when you put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm riding on in terms of, again, the evolution that Mahomes is going through, where, again, I think half the league would be, like, screwed, would be utterly, like, incomparable in terms of, like, how can we compete on a down-by-down basis. But, again, Patrick can sort of just make it work because he's that talented. In terms of what Josh Allen is doing, it is literally every Sunday going into the locker room and putting a cape on. Because there's no way the Buffalo Bills should be this good, guys. And the one time he didn't have it was against the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that's a bad matchup for them, mostly in the trenches. But, like, can you imagine that, like, every Sunday, which, again, no Stephon Diggs, he has no great skill position players, guys. The defense is pretty average. It's okay. It's not terrible, but it's okay. And, like, he's like, fine, we'll just fly to Seattle. I'll just put my cape on, and I'll just be amazing for the next 3 hours. I mean, I watched that game back, and I was just like, it's stunning how good Josh Allen is, but he's in a situation that is more normal, that is more legitimate, whereas I think Patrick Mahomes is in the most unique circumstance in the entire NFL, which is, hey, man, your huddle is Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't here in August. Obviously, there's either Samaje Perine or, you know, Kareem Hunt. They weren't here in August. And hey, by the way, we just traded for DeAndre Hopkins. We might trade for another receiver. Mm-hmm. And again, they were not here in August. So for all the things that have gone on, I think the two players that should really be at the forefront of the MVP race is Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, because what they are doing is truly remarkable and needs to be appreciated, considering that I didn't think either one of them was going to be the MVP this season.
Right.
I thought it would be someone else. I thought it would be like Jordan Love. Maybe Lamar Jackson, but it's hard to win back-to-back MVPs if you look at the traditional history of the NFL. But those are the two guys that really jump out to me. And so I think Ryan Clark is wrong because Lamar Jackson did not play well. When you really look at it, he did not play well against the Cleveland Browns, and that's one of the reasons why they lost.
Yep. Last two fun ones here because it is Halloween. What's the number one Halloween candy for Nate Taylor?
Okay, traditionally, kids, it's Reese's.
Right.
Let's keep it simple. I love them to death. God, they're so good.
Yeah.
I think if I have to go like more off the board, like if I'm in like the third round of the candy draft and I'm hoping to find a diamond in the rough, I gotta say it, guys. Nerds are back, baby.
Oh, the nerd clusters.
Nerds. Yeah. Nerds.
And then last one. What is what's little Nate Taylor's Halloween costume this year?
So Hayden Michael Taylor this year is, slight drum roll, Harry Potter.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Nice.
Introducing to the wizardy.
I thought you were going to say like Eric Hosmer.
what's crazy is that, like, I think for a few moments, he might have been Bobby Witt Jr. Just because he was getting wrapped up in playoff baseball. This is something that his mother introduced. Holly introduced him to Harry Potter. She's more of the Harry Potter fan than I am. So people asked me to be, Dimmeldorf? How do you say his name again?
Dumbledore?
Yeah. Dumbledore, yeah. So, I mean, I don't have it in me.
You're just going to go as a hot dog and whoop my ass in the race, right?
we'll just let Hayden be the star. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see how excited he was to wear his costume to school today. So
that's
shout
awesome.
Out to. Shout out to all the teachers that
hopped up on showing your kids, man.
Yep.
All right, Nate. Well, hey, take care. Text line loves you. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, fellas. Tell the text line I said I love you, too. Thank you, guys.